Svasemis, it was his yard site, Hey Shvatuz was the yard site. So the Svasemis Tofresh Lamed Aleph. Tofresh Lamed Aleph. The union of Shabbos Shira is what the Svasemis is speaking about here. And he begins with the Medrash. Oz Yoshe. Nochan Kisacha Me Oz. We know the Pasuk of Nochan Kisacha Me Oz that it says in Tilum. And on that, the Medrash makes a connection between the Oz of Oz Yoshe, then they will sing, Oz Yoshe, then he sang, Oz Yoshe, with Nochan Kisacha Me Oz, that Hashem's throne became fully established Me Oz. Afal Pi Shema, earlier the Medrash talks about this, that Afal Pi, even though Hashem was of course always king, Hashem was always Hashem, but only from this time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsov, from this time, did Hashem Kivyochel become, did his presence become established in the world. The Lashon of the Medrash, which the Svasem doesn't bring here, but the actual Lashon of the Medrash is, Afal Pishu Me'olam, you don't have it in front of you, Afal Pishu Me'olam Ata, L'nisiyashiv Kisachiv L'nidata V'ilamcha Ad Sh'amu B'necha Shira. That even though Hashem, of course, created the world, and it was always Hashem, but the world didn't really know about him. He didn't have much public relations going on until the Shira. And by the Shira, then Kivyachal Hashem became part of the world. And it brings a medrash, brings a moshel over here with a king and so on. It's not time for it right now. So the Svasemis explains what changed by Kriyas Yamsuf. What changed? Because the whole creation until this point, Hashem's Baruch was hidden, was relatively unknown. Paro says, Mi Hashem, I don't know who he is, and he starts looking at his books. And we have the Shvatim, we have this Chevra, small Chevra, that, all right, began to have more children over the years of Mitzrayim, but Hashem was still relatively unknown. And this would change from the point of Nochan Kisacha Me'oz, that Hashem's presence became established by this time of Oz Yoshe. So the Svasemis explains, he says a very deep thing, it's the whole union of Shabbos Shira. Ki be'eis ha'briya nistar hashgachos yis baruch ba'olam. That Hashem created the world, but Hashem's presence and his involvement was very, very hidden. Until Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem was very hidden. There are a few individual people that had a shayches then. But for the most part, Hashem was hiding, was covered. Yeah. They were looking for something, but they didn't have the address. They didn't know who, what. So they were looking. They knew there was something out there. So the sun, the tree, the moon, whatever. So Hashem was keeping a very low profile until Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ube'ez Geulas Mitzrayim, at the time of the redemption of Geulas Mitzrayim, Nizgala. Then Hashem Kivyochel, Hashem let the word out. Then he became revealed, he became known in the world. Vizesha Kosev. And that's what it says. Nisyashev Kisacha. That Hashem's throne became settled. Shenisyashev Yedias Ashkechosius Baruch B'Nivroim. What does it mean that Hashem became settled in the world? Hashem created the world, it became settled in the world. It means that from the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which of course the conclusion of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kriyas Yamsuf. So from that point, the world became aware, human beings, Bali Deya, Bali Bechira, human beings became aware, and everything in the world then, for the first time, sensed clearly that Hashem is here. That's what it means that his throne became established, that he's here. Not only is he here, but he's in charge, and he's watching, and he's involved. All of this was Maskala by Yetzias Mitzrayim, became revealed by Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the brackets, it's a famous question that Ibn Ezra brings down that Rabbi Yehuda Levi asked, and it's discussed in the Sfarim, the Ramban, and the Rishonim all talk about this. That why does the Aseret Dibros begin with Anochi Hashem Elokecha Hashem Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim? It would have been much more impressive and important to say, I am Hashem who created heaven and earth. It's a famous question. So this Svasemis explains, this is why it says, that the Ikki here of Hashem's involvement and becoming known as not only a God who exists, but a God who is involved in our, every moment of our lives, that really was by Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was not by Bereishis. Believing in Hashem was something that began really with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not believing that there's a God someplace, but believing in Him, in Him, and knowing that He's Mashgiach, that He's here every single second. But you know that Rashi begins his parish on Chumash with the question, why does the Torah begin with Bereishis? The Torah should have started from the first mitzvah, which is in last week's parish, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. That was the first mitzvah that Hashem gave to Israel. The Torah is a book of laws, of regulations. Why did the Torah begin with Bereishis? The Torah should have started with the story of creation. The Torah should have started with the mitzvah of HaKadosh Zalachem, of Kiddush HaKadosh. So the Ramban doesn't understand. The Ramban asks, what do you mean, why doesn't it begin? The Ramban's asking, why doesn't it begin with Bereishis? There's a very good reason why it began with Bereishis, because the whole sherish of our Amunah, the root and source of our belief, of our faith, is that there's a God and He created the world. So the Ramban doesn't understand what's bothering Rashi. What do you mean, why did the Torah begin with Bereishis? It has to start with Bereishis. But the Sfasamas is saying, no, the point that Rashi is making, why did the Torah begin with Bereishis? It should have started with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because really, on a deeper level, the fact that Hashem is the Creator doesn't really do it for us. That's not really the point. It's very, very important. But that's not for us, that's not really here or there. That how the world came to be, it's very, very interesting, it's very, very nice, but as far as how we live moment to moment, that comes to us not from Bereishis. That comes to us from where? From Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I should say Sichem Eretz Yisrael. That's Hashgacha Pratis. That's belief in Hashem, not only that He exists, but that He's Mashgiach every single second, and that we're rewarded for good stuff, we're punished for bad stuff. None of that is Bereishis. All of that is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's really when Emunah in Hashem began. He says, very deep and beautiful way. And this is what he says about shir is, what song is. He says, ki b'chol nivra, in every single thing that exists, ki b'chol nivra yesh nekuda shenizbara al yodai kvodai yizbara. People like ourselves, we don't know why the Kosh Baruch will create cockroaches, like the world would have seemed fine without them. And why did Hashem create this or create that? There are people who don't understand why they had to be created. What was the tachlis of there being b'chlal in the world? But one thing we know, it says what in Pasuk Yemishlei, Kol Poel Hashem L'ma'aneyu, U'l'chvaydi Barosiv, the meaning that somehow, in some way, Hashem created every single thing from the biggest tzaddik down to the lowest little amoeba. Hashem created every single thing that if we would know the pnimius, the inner point of that thing's existence, we would understand how that also exists in order to reveal Kavod Shemayim. That also exists somehow to bring Hashem into the world. Somehow. We don't know about all of these things how. Some things we could understand, many things we can't. Over the years, even with scientific discoveries and so on, we understand more about the Kavod Hashem that comes out from this and comes out from that, and how amazing things that Hashem made to the world. But everything exists. Hakol bar lechvado. Kol pa Hashem lemanei. V'zeinyin perik shira. Now, we have from Chazal, perik shira. Over the past few years, it's become a very, very big thing. A lot of people are saying now perik shira. It's become more popular. Chazal say very big things about saying Perek Shira every single day. What's Perek Shira? Perek Shira basically is a collection of psukim where every single thing in the world, elephants, birds, snakes, everything in the world has a Shira. And that pasuk is the Shira. This was revealed to us from Chazal. That the elephant has a Shira. What's the elephant? The elephant says a pasuk every day. And the snake has a pasuk. Everything has a Shira. That's its Shira.
Itself? What does it mean?
Now, it doesn't mean... Okay, so this, how someone's explaining. It doesn't mean that the elephant's walking around you know, like in a Walt Disney musical, that all of a sudden when no one's looking, they start to do a dance and they start to sing. You know, that's not what it means. It's not Shira the way we understand Shira. This is exactly what the Svasama is explaining. What does it mean that there's a Perek Shira? That everything in the world has a song. The sun has a song. The moon, the stars have a song. It doesn't mean the way we understand music and song. The Svasama explains. Is that Indian Perek Shira? What's the song? She'esh l'chol nivra shir v'shevach la'Hashem Yisbarach. You know, the Rabbi Nachman Breslov says a very deep thing. He says that you see that in Shira Shirim, there's no mention of Hashem's name. Now, everybody knows that Megillas Esther Hashem doesn't say Hashem. But people don't talk about the fact that in Shira Shirim, it doesn't say Hashem's name. And Rabbi Nachman has a teaching where he tells us that there's such thing as a certain kind of a Jew that he doesn't say anything. He's just a quiet person, doesn't say anything. But his entire existence is a song. Why? Because the word Shir is the letters Yashar. Yashar means what? Straight. It's from the letter, it's from the word, it's the Svasama brings over here, Shira is the word Shura, which means a line. It means you have certain people that their very existence is so completely and totally aligned with the will of Hashem, that even though they're simple, they're not creating any musicals. There's nothing going on Broadway with this guy. Not in shul and not on stage. He's just a poshet elocha, God-fearing, honest, straight person. Right? He's a straight person. And that life of Yashar's, remember, Yashar is the same letters as the word Shir. And the same word letters as the word Ashur, which means a line or a kav that connects a person to the will of Hashem. When Chazal tell us that the horse has a song, and a fly has a song, and the sun has a song, it doesn't mean singing. It means that by every single thing in the world functioning in accordance to the will of God, to what Hashem wants it to be and how Hashem wants it to go. So that is the song. When we speak of the angels singing, it's also not a musical. The Shir Samalachim. It means that the Malach Michal has his Inyan, and the Malach Avril has his Inyan. And they do what they're supposed to do.
Doing purpose in life.
That, right. And that living up to its purpose in life, in existence, is its song. Takadosh Baruch Hu. That is the song. Its song is that through doing what it has to do, it's being Megalik right Shemayim. I'll tell you an interesting thing. Once it was in Brisk, Yom Kippur night, the richest guy in Brisk was staying up after Kol Nidre. He was staying up to say Tillim all night. And the Brisker went over to him, the Beis Lech went over to him and said, you know what, listen to me, you go to sleep and let me say Tillim. You go to sleep, let me, and as my job is to say Tillim. Your job is to go to sleep. Because what's going to happen is if you don't do your job and I don't do my job, then 2 weeks from now I'm going to try to make money and you're going to try to be a Rosh Hashiva, and that would be very, very bad. Because I'm not good at making money and you're not good at teaching Torah. So why don't you just go to bed? My job is to say Tillim. It's an interesting story. Don't go to sleep. What are you standing up for? You want to make yourself... What's wrong with the guy saying Tillim all night? Well, the Beis HaLevi saw that there was something that was not... You have to do what you have to do. Your Inyan in the world is your song. And if you try to sing somebody else's song, it could cause a very big confusion in the world and in your life, and you have to come back again until you get your song right. That's just how it is. That's the song. Everything has its praise to Hashem. Its praise is revealing Hashem's presence every single second in the life of the fly, in the life of the elephant, in the life of the flower. That's its song. Everything that exists has its song and praise for Hashem. V'oz Yoshi Yisrael. Now, what is the meaning of Oz Yoshi Yisrael? So the Svasama says, Hashira Hazayis, that we sang by Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz Yoshi Moshe Bnei Yisrael Hashira Hazayis, Perush. He says, Shira Hayedua Sha'oyla Mikol HaNivroim. Meaning, that until that time, as we learned at the beginning of this Torah, until that time, Hashem was hidden. The world was just going on, but the world didn't recognize the Creator. The world didn't feel in its existence the presence of the Creator. Therefore, the world in effect was stifled, was muted, wasn't able to sing the song of creation. Oz Yosha Moshe of Bnei Yisrael Sashira Hazayis means that from that time of the Shira of Bnei Yisrael, it wasn't only that we began to sing, that in doing so, we unleashed, we freed, we let go of the Shira of everything that exists, because Hashem created the world to be Megala Kvayt Shemayim. And the ones that we created, as we learned in the Chanukah time, Amzu Yatzarti Li, Tehilasi Yisapeir, I created the Jewish people to make my story known. Until that time of Yitzhak Yisrael, we couldn't. We didn't have the song. We didn't know our purpose in life. Once Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and there was redemption, and we saw, and Hashem made himself known through the Nisim and the Flows, and we saw the Hashgacha Pratis, that everything is Hashem, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then not only did we wake up, not only did we begin to sing our song and to come to terms to understand why we exist, but with us, we lifted up all of creation. The whole world began to sing its song. The whole world took on meaning, because the meaning of all existence is to reveal Kavod Hashem. And that was waiting for the Jewish people to come onto the stage of history and to begin our song. So he says, "Ubnei Yisrael also shekol hanevrom yashiru." So Oz Yosher Moshe Bnei Yisrael and Sashira Zos doesn't only mean that we began to sing. We caused the whole world to sing. Oz Yosher, we caused the world to sing. And Sashira Hazos, this song is the song of creation of Hashem. Ubnei Yisrael also shekol hanevrom yashiru v'yegalu nekuda amitis shem oimdim mechias Hashem Zbarach. Where the whole world began to sing its song. And what's the song of existence? That everything is Hashem. That everything is Chiyas Hashem. We made that known. That if a flower grows, it's because every single second Hashem is breathing His breath into that flower. And if there's a fly that's buzzing around in the world, it's filled with the Chiyas of Hashem. That came through our song. Through our song, the entire world's song was able to be sung. That Hashem is mechadish b'chol yoyim ma'isa bereishis. That every single day and every single moment, Hashem is creating again and again all of existence. This wasn't known from the time of creation. Everything was just wandering around and just living, just existing. Only through our singing did the world begin to sing. Did the purpose of the world become known? And when the purpose of the world became known, then people began to realize that the buzz of the fly and the roar of the lion is not stam. Like stam, some animal that makes noise, that is an expression also, the Dvar Hashem. It's an expression of God in the world. That only became known from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we began to sing. That's what it means. Oz Yoshe, Oz Nisyashve Malchuscha. That from that time on, Nochen Kis'acha Me'oz, Hashem's kingdom became known to the world. And the song started. Because obviously animals don't have free choice. Everything depends on Maisei Ha'odam, on the choices that we make. When you or I do anything, but we do it with Dveikas Hashem, so we make a bracha on that water, but we make the bracha sincerely, in a way of connecting ourselves to Hashem. You know that this water is only existing because Hashem wants it to exist and is breathing His breath into this water, and you know that this act of drinking water, you could do this only because this second Hashem is giving you that chiyus, that life, to know that this is what you should do and what you want to do and what you can do. Alpi yidiyoso, when a human being thinks of this, when a human being does this, when a human being conducts his life for the purpose of revealing Hashem in the world, nizbara zer begufa ma'isa, then the water knows it. Then the water sings the song. In other words, everything is waiting for us. So when you make that bracha, that's your song, then you're acknowledging that your existence is for Hashem. And when you make the bracha on the water, then the water is able to say its pasuk, not to physically say its pasuk. And the water becomes an expression of God's will. That water exists to quench the thirst of a human being because Hashem loves us and He wants us to have that. So then that becomes an expression of God's will. That's the song. But it needs us to press the button to release the music. And that's how we do that. At work, Ben Adam LaMokna, Ben Adam HaVeo, everything that we do, we're able to make things sing, or God forbid, we're muting the world and silencing the world, that the world's not singing about Hashem. That when the person makes the bracha with a glass of water, he's taking away the covering of the water. That covering of nature that gives the impression that there is no God, that it's just water. And when you make the bracha and you make it with dveikus Hashem, sincerely, then you're pulling away the covering, and then the water is free to sing its song, which is, I exist. I only exist because of Hashem, and to bring Kavod Hashem to the world. Then it's Gala Pnimius. Then the inner point of that glass of water, of that rock, that Talmud Chacham sat on the stone and he was thinking, that inner point is revealed. When you and I are thankful to Hashem for all that we have in our lives, and when we recognize Hashem and everything that exists, and we praise Hashem for all of that, and we sing that song of praise to Hashem, then in doing so, we are causing everything that exists to join us in that music. That's why it says in the Pasuk, just like it says here, Oz Yosher. It says, Oz, we say in Friday Night Davening, it says in Tom, Oz Yiranu Kol Atzei Yar. With Hashem, Kibol Lishpait Haaretz. I don't know, in the Svarim, don't say.
Yeah?
Okay, so, Oz Yiranu. So the Tzaddikim say it's also, Oz Yiranu. Aleph Zion, as you know, is a special thing because Aleph Zion is 8. And 8 means that which is higher than nature. Nature is 7. The Maral always says this. Aleph Zion is 8. Aleph Zion means the ability for a person to see that there's something higher than nature that's controlling the world. So, Oz Yiranu at Seyar, it's almost Tu B'Shvat. What does it mean the trees are singing? Dornal says that Oz Yiranu, the trees are singing. What's singing? The same thing. The trees, the song of the trees is when they're swaying back and forth in the wind. And they're moving according to God's will. But when a human being stops and realizes, I remember I had this with my oldest daughter when she was a little girl. She started to talk very early, and pretty much continued since then. So when she was like, I don't know how, very, very, very little, she was sitting on my lap, and we lived in Kew Gardens Hills then. And it was a very nice night. It was like May or something, like June, and it was very, very nice. And I was sitting outside, and I see she was watching, it was windy, and she was watching, and she asked me why the tree's moving like that. So I said, because of the wind that's making them move. And she said, no, that's not why. She said, because they're davening, the trees are davening. And she was little, and she saw that when people daven, they shuckle. So she saw that the trees were shuckling. I told my wife about it, not just because it was clever, you know, your kid says something, it's the smartest kid in the world, that's not it. The penis is that the child understands that that's true. We've gotten old, and we're like we don't have, our emunah is not so strong to see that, but it's true. That doesn't mean the tree's davening. It doesn't mean the tree's saying things. The tree's movements, in that will of Hashem, with that will of Hashem, and the human being stopping and saying, that's Hashem who's moving the tree. That's davening. That's what it means. That's what the world is singing. That's the shira of all existence. But this depends on us. We take away that hester, we take away the covering, we take away... So bracious itself, for bracious, that doesn't mean you're going to have a moon just because there's bracious. Hashem created the world. Most of the people in the world believe in a creator. There are a couple of holdouts here and there in a few universities. For the most part, most of the people in the world believe that there's a creator. But what does that get them to do? So how does that change them, that there's a creator? No, our Indian is not God the Creator. We believe in that. But our Indian is God who took us out of Mitzrayim. That's our Indian. Hashem who made himself known to us and gave us the ability to sing that song. That was taking away the covering of Bereishis. Bereishis is covering. People could believe in Bereishis, but that doesn't mean they have Emunah. That doesn't mean they have Emunah that every single moment of their lives is important. That every single moment of their lives they have to have a cheshbon. Am I doing this? Is this right? Is this wrong? They just... God is the creator. And you see, people can do because... So like I was, on the radio, they had the other day. So, you know, they had in Arizona some Meshuggah that shot a lot of people. So it says that somebody got, I don't know, it was the mayor or the president. Somebody said that I began this day by praying for the people in Arizona. Okay, I said, I'm praying. So this person that I think was Bloomberg, he's like, his whole life is not a life. He's a Yid. Hashem should help him. I think it was Bloomberg. His whole life is not a life of Kima Mitzvahs, of living with the Dvar Hashem. He doesn't have an Indian with the Dvar Hashem. So I believe him that he said that. He probably did say in the morning, you know, I hope God would help, please help these poor people that were shot, you know, whatever, help their families. You know, it could be stam, it's a political thing. But let's say, why, he's a Yid, so why shouldn't I be done with Kassel? So he said a prayer. So that got him not to have shrimp for lunch. And that got him, you know, not to go wheeling, dealing behind 50 people's backs that day with all kinds of things that he made, you know, politics. No. So he also believes that God created the world. Else, what's the point of asking that he should make them feel better if he's not the creator? So he has also such an Indian. But it's not a song. It's time, it's an Indian. It's an Indian. The whole world believes in God. So what? So Sfasema says, L'per is Shira. The next to last line says, Perish, what's the meaning of Shira? Perish Shira, Huliyos Hakol Nimshach Bekav Vishura. He says a very deep thing. Remember, Shira means a kav or a shura, like a wire, a line. Like a shura, a line. He says like this. God created the world, just like God created that glass of water. This second. Now, you either have a hookup to that, to God with that glass of water, or you don't. Meaning, you could either see that water as being a separate, independent glass of water, or the way that you look at that water is in this cup, but there's a line, a shura, a kav, that connects it to the one who created it. There are two different ways of looking at the world. With wire or wireless, you understand? But the difference here is that the mile is if it has a wire. The mile of a wire is that when... If you look at your child and you're filled with love and appreciation for your child, and you're not able to, at that same moment, to stop for a second and to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you that child, that means you have a wireless kid. Your kid's not hooked up. He's not connected to the Bari Olam. That for you, that just like this guy had a kid, and that guy had a kid, and his kid is cute, and that kid is cute, and whatever. I had a cute kid, I'm happy. It makes me happy, he's smart, he makes me proud, he's a good kid, whatever it is. That's all very, very nice. But that's not emunah. It says in the pasuk, Tashuri Merosh Amana. It says in Shir Hashirim, to sing a song from the heights of Amana means a mountain, but it means the heights of faith. When there's emunah, emunah means that I see this child as having a shur, a kav, that hooks him up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see, like when my daughter was saying, the trees at Davening, that they're not stump trees. Those trees are hooked up to the Bari Olam. They have a kav, a line that connects them to the Creator. It's not stometry, a wireless. But everything in the world is hooked up to the Bari Olam. Everything in the world has a wire that takes it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you feel that wire, as when you look at the glass of water, and you're able to believe that this is not stomach glass of water, but this glass of water has a wire that connects it to the Creator, that's giving it juice every second to exist, every single second. So then there's a song, then there's a shiur. Then there's a song. That's the Shira. The Shira is, now this glass of water is not just stam, a physical thing. This glass of water has now become a means of which God's presence is revealed in the world, even if it's to me alone. And I bring out the song of that glass of water the Shira is through its Shura, the Kav, the wire, the line that connects it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, we get very lost in life. You get lost. What does it mean to get lost? It means you don't remember where you came from. You don't remember where you came from. You don't know where you're going to. You're stumped. You don't remember where you came from. So a person doesn't look back and remember who he is and where he came from. And where is he going? What's the tachlis? People don't think about that either. They just live here. But they don't think, where am I coming from? I am Basa. Lana Taharlach, where are you going? What is the shura? What's the shura? The shura means... you have a place, you know where you came from. And there's a tachlis of where you're going to. That's what it means. And a person who lives that way, who knows, my ayin basi, where did I come from? And what's the tachlis of where I'm going to? That person's life is like we said before, it doesn't have to say Hashem's name in Shir Hashirim, Rabbi Nachum said. It means the greatest song of all is the song of a God-fearing Jew that goes through life doing the right thing. Because everything in his life is just to live on that line, to stay in line, to live according to the will of Hashem. That's the Shura, that's the Shira. Helias HaKol Nimshach B'Kav V'Shura. Everything comes in a line from Hashem. Everything began from Hashem, and everything ends with Hashem. But we imagine that in between, somebody snapped the wire. people think that there's no connection anymore. So the mayor gets up and says, well, our prayers are with you. What does that mean that you pray? So to who you pray? What are you praying? What does that mean? You have no responsibility to that God. You have nothing that there's no connection that's keeping you, that holds you in a certain balance in this world to live in accordance to God's will. What does that mean, Bechlal? It means to be connected to the root and the source of one's life, of one's existence. Shuchiyusa, the next page. Shuchiyusa is Bach, which is the Chiyus, which is the life force, the energy that comes from Hashem is Bach. That every single second Hashem is pumping life into us. Every single second Hashem is breathing a neshama into us, and into everything that exists. V'zeh shekosef sh'ayidei emuna amru shir. That's what Chazal meant when they said that through our emuna, through the emuna, that's what it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, v'yaminu b'Hashem uva Moshe Avdo. At that place, there was a place of Kriyas Yamsuf of emuna. V'yaminu b'Hashem oz yoshe. V'yaminu b'Hashem. Through emuna, one always connects back to where he comes from. That's what emuna means. And v'yaminu b'Hashem, the result of v'yaminu b'Hashem is oz yoshe. Is that that's not only are you singing, but you bring out the song in the table, you bring out the song in the water, you bring out the song of your kids. Everything is the Dvar Hashem. Everything is the Dvar Hashem. My Adoni Avi is Cain, he says, my grandfather, the Chedushim taught, Amar Amasha Amar Chazal, Shechizkiyola Amar Shiva, Lekach Le'asol Mashiach. The Gemara says that Yishayahu HaNovi was telling Chizkiyol to sing Shira. Chizkiyol was just teaching Torah everywhere, but he wasn't singing Shira. So Hashem told, the Novi, Yishayahu told Chizkiyol, you know, you could be Mashiach. You're not singing Shira, you have to sing Shira.
King
Chizkiyol. He was a big tzaddik. And Yishayahu HaNovi told him, Shira L'Hashem, Zamu L'Hashem, Kigeus Osa. The Novi told him, you have to sing. So Chizkiyol's answer to that was, look, my thing is not singing, I teach Torah, and I spread Torah throughout Eretz Yisrael because of me. They're learning Torah everywhere. Even the men, women, children, everybody's learning Torah. That's my union. So the Gemara says that he could have been Mashiach, but because he didn't sing Shira, so it didn't work out. It wasn't Mashiach. But then you need Mashiach ben David. Chizkiyahu was a descendant of David HaMelech, right? The union of David HaMelech is Shira, primarily.
But what did he mean by him singing Shira?
So wasn't that his tachlis that teach Torah? So look at this. So this is a very deep thing. He says, we don't see that he was punished for that at all. Just that he just wasn't the man for the job. But he wasn't punished. He was a big tzaddik. So Sfasam brings from his grandfather, Shechizkiyahu lo amar shir, lekach lo asol Mashiach. He didn't sing Shira, therefore he wasn't made into Mashiach. Ki hayu bar etzlo hashgachas Hashem. The first question is, why didn't he sing Shira? So what does it bother you? I mean, Yishayahu Novi comes and tells you, why don't you sing a few zmirs or something? You could be like, you know, so he says, it's not for me. What does that mean? So he brings the grandfather said, he says, Chizkiyahu Navi to him, Hashgachas Hashem was so obvious. Hashem's presence was so obvious and so clear. I shall nispalay the Hanais. He wasn't excited when he saw miracles. He was on such a madrega that when he saw a miracle, he said, so of course. Like why is a miracle different than nature? Didn't excite him a miracle. There was a miracle that happened over there at the Hamaisa. It was some chayr, whatever. And he was supposed, and the Navi was saying, you know, you should sing Shira. You have a big thing, miracle happened to you. Don't sing Shira. No. And then he lived longer. The whole thing happened. He doesn't sing Shira. Ki yoda shagam hateva rak michiyus Hashem esbarach. Chizkiyahu knew that everything, there's no such thing as nature. To him, it was so obvious and so clear that he didn't have this in you that I have to sing Davka Shira. Now he was a big tzaddik and he wasn't punished for that, but one of the qualifications of Mashiach ben David is that to bring the whole world along with you and to sing Shira. So the fact that you, Chizkiyahu, that you're chazak, you're strong, and you know the truth, yeah, but Mashiach is not just for you. Yeah, you have to get out the word. You have to sing, you have to bring the whole Bria to that. The whole creation has to be brought to that. V'usha kosev alav, toiv benecha asisi. Pirshu Chazal, Shesomach Geula L'Tfila. V'ukenal, Shiyodah Shebechal Ma'aseh Yesh Nekudas Nekudah Chiyas, V'nikus Geula, Shaydezeh Bo Geula L'Hasir Ha'ar L'Dechaf Yibriz. So, Chazal say a very deep thing, that Chizkiya HaMel said, yeah, but I've done good things in my life. And Chazal said, what was the good thing? He says that he always davens, he always puts gula together with tefillah. So in our davening, we say, Go'al Yisrael, the whole bracha before Shemoneh Esrei, and let me daven, Shemoneh Esrei. So that's Lisma gula tefillah. So what's that? So the Sfasamus explains, what does it mean, gula tefillah? Sheyoda shebechal maisi yesh nekuda chiz, nekra gula. Chizkiya was saying that I know that in every single thing that exists, I know why it exists. I know it's only Hashem. So that's gula, that's redemption. Redemption means that everything is Hashem. That's redemption. Shaydeze bo gula lahasir ha'orla dechafi abriz. And through that, Chizkiya said, I see through the covering of nature. I'm not fooled by the world. I see that everything is Hashem. And that's the deeper meaning of connecting gula, which means to be freed of that covering, of that distortion. Litfila to davening. Shuapnimi shebechal davar chiyus Hashem is what he saw, that in everything is the chiyus of Hashem.
Litfila is the shira.
Yeah. V'zeh ha'tov b'necha shekol ma'isav haya ka'isa lefnei ha'melech. Everything that Chizkiya saw, everything is being in the presence of Hashem. Shiyoda shekol ha'pu'ula is mikoycha, that everything comes from Hashem. K'ma shekosav, ein ad nokev etzbo, the Gemara says, Chazal say, that a person doesn't even hurt his little finger down here in this world, unless it was decreed in the world above. For this reason, it was hard for Chizkiya to say a special shira over some special event in his life, because to Chizkiya, getting up in the morning was the same miracle as going through the ocean. It was no different. Like the Holy Vision says in the pasuk, one pasuk says, "Bnei Yisrael hovchul b'sochei yom yibosha." This is b'yom b'sochei yom. One pasuk says they walk through the water on the land. The other pasuk says they walk through the land on the water. So the vision has said that a Jew has to know that to walk on land is just as big a miracle as walking through the water. Why are you so impressed by walking through the water? It's not. It's just as impressive to walk on dry land. That's the Rosh Hashem. Everything is Hashem. That's a bigger miracle to you. So he says, Chizkiya was not impressed by that. It was to Chizkiya, there was nothing greater walking through an ocean than walking on land. It was all Hashem. So that's the meaning of Chizkiya not saying Shira. Shira means when there's this outburst of something exciting. And Chizkiya lived like that. It was, for him, it was the same miracle to go through water and the same miracle to walk in the street. There was no difference to him. That's why his inyan was not shira. So that wasn't his inyan. Because to him, answer. It's all the same.
It's a good answer you get.
Yeah, it's a good answer, but still, sorry, you can't be Mashiach. That's not the avayd of Mashiach. That's very, very good, but Mashiach has to be a rabbi to the entire world. That's very good. So, v'nikva shira zu b'chol yom. We say the shira every single day. Oz yoshi, we say the shira every single day. Oz yoshi. Shiyachal adam lo'era kol nivram l'shira is what it means. That each and every one of us, every day of our lives, has the ability to be ma'ira, to awaken, to bring out this shira, this song, to connect, to make that connection between all that exists and the one who created everything. But that's especially on Shabbos. The gam b'kor ha-Shabbos, d'chsiv mizmor shel yom ha-Shabbos. Now it's interesting, because everybody knows that when you look at that mizmor shel yom ha-Shabbos, it doesn't talk about Shabbos at all. It starts off as Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Tovel Lishem Zalm Shimchon L'Hagid, and then at the end it says L'Hagid Ki Yashar Hashem. Yashar is what we're learning. Shira, Shir, Yashar, Shura, right? But in the middle it doesn't talk about Shabbos. So the answer is that Shabbos itself is a song. Because on that, the whole week you sometimes forget, why do you exist? What's the point of being here? Mi Hashem, and who's Hashem? But when it comes to Shabbos, on Shabbos, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, it means that on Shabbos we're brought back to that clear reality that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Shira. Everything is that connection to the Bari Olam. That's why it doesn't have to talk about, it starts with Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and it just goes into the whole creation, how everything exists. That's what it's all about. And then at the end, it's Tzadik HaTomi Yifrach, right? Keres Balvani, Shesum Islam, Hagi Ki Yosha Hashem. That's it. But that's the Hagi Ki Yosha Hashem. That's Mizmor Shir. Shir is the Isis Yosha. Gam Ken Kanal, one more minute. Lahavi Ha'ara Shabbos Kodeshli Maisachal. And our job is to somehow bring this clarity, this song of Shabbos, to bring it into the day of the days of the week, that we should be able to live with that. That's why we have every day. Hayom Yom, Echel Shabbos, Yom Yom Sheni Shabbos, Yom Shlishi, the Shabbos. And then we say Shira. That was the Shira Salavim, right? Shabbat Halavim Hayo Oimrim, the Beis HaMikdash. The truth is that we know from the Gemara, there's a machlokes in Erech, there's a Pepez, Bekli. They weren't singing songs, there was musical accompaniment. They were saying Kabbalah Tilim. But that's the song. It wasn't that they were singing music. There was musical accompaniment, but the song was they were saying Shira. Because Because the in the Beis HaMikdash, it was clear. It was clear in the Beis HaMikdash that it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbos is Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. That's it. And the avoid is how to bring that into every day, into the 6 days of the week, to bring that into the 6 days of the week. That's the avoid of this is the first day of Shabbos. This is the second day of Sheni B'Shabbos, Lisha B'Shabbos. And that to sing that song, that the song of Shabbos can make its way into our awareness of the 6 days of the week. We should be zeichah v'yom shekula Shabbos.